Blue 3D letters push into a black background at a slant. Dimension Films. An animated boy with a mischievous face hits a clock with various tools. The clock hands spin and expand to propellers. In yellow block letters, Troublemaker Studios. The boy flies away from the letter D. A watch ticks on the wrist of a woman in all black. Through binoculars, she watches a man carrying a suitcase.
Agent Cortez, this is Danger Diablo. Give me a status update.
The woman, Marissa Cortez, presses an earpiece.
Visual ID has been made. The subject has entered the location right on time.
Aces, all undercover agents, be on the alert.
The subject known as TikTok has the stolen OSS mini disc. Alpha and Bravo teams move in to apprehend the target.
Men leap up around TikTok. He holds up a round of ice.
He's got time bombs.
Be careful what you wish for.
TikTok throws the time bomb. Waves erupt from it. The men are thrown in the air and freeze mid-motion.
TikTok has the stolen OSS mini disc and is on the move.
Sorry, I can't hang around.
I'm coming with a 13. On-site arrival in 4 minutes.
We don't have 4 minutes. I'll get him faster with the zip line.
She shoots a zip line across the street.
If I don't catch him now, who knows how many people he'll freeze?
You forgot one tiny detail. You're pregnant.
Yeah, well, they say you can exercise up until the last day of pregnancy, so here we go.
Oh, man! No!
Whoa! What was that?
Contraction?
Time to hang it up. You're about to become a mom.
All the more reason to get the job done now.
She zips along the line.
Can't let TikTok escape again!
She drops off into an open convertible car and drives off after TikTok. Time bomb flashes. The men suspended in the air fall.
Try not to hit them.
She swerves around the bus.
You road noise.
You road noise.
Call Wilbur.
Calling husband.
Oh, there she is. How's my girl? You just leaving work?
Yeah, just tying up a few things.
A rope swings the car around.
9 months pregnant, still working around the clock. You've got to be the most dedicated interior decorator that ever lived.
Can I say, I love my work.
She makes a sudden turn.
Here's what I really called about. Guess who decided to pay us an early visit?
Is this it?
I'm on my way to the hospital. Meet me there.
Right, hospital. Don't panic. I'm here for you.
TikTok's car releases tacks.
All you have to do is breathe easy and breathe often.
Marissa's car wheels jut out and avoid the tacks.
And take it nice and slow. I love you so much.
The car wheels extend over a bump in the road.
Keep breathing. You're going to be just
fine. Yep, gotcha. See you there.
A grappling hook shoots out from her car and flies to TikTok. It hits his wheel. His car flips in the air. On the landing, he's thrown from the car, landing perfectly on his feet. He runs with the suitcase.
Agent, you're ready to pop. Wait for backup.
Contractions are only 3 minutes apart.
Holding her belly, Cortez hobbles forward.
I've got time.
TikTok slides over the hood of a car to a bank. Marissa awkwardly shuffles across the hood after him. They stop and face each other.
Okay, TikTok, hand over the mini disc.
Goons surround her.
Not this time.
Oh, man.
Don't underestimate her.
She cradles her stomach.
I think my water just broke. I hope that was my water.
She elbows a lackey in the face.
Clean her clock.
With one hand, she chops a lackey down and flips another over her shoulder. TikTok mocks her martial arts poses. Marissa continues fighting lackeys.
Slack, I'm having a contraction. Oh, congratulations.
She kicks the lackey down and flips her hair. TikTok puts his head in his hands. Marissa taps her fingers on her belly. TikTok shrugs. A car pulls up. Men arrest TikTok. He grins.
I look forward to doing this again.
Marissa glares.
Well work, Agent Cortez. Aces. I knew you had it in you.
An assistant opens TikTok's case.
If this got into the wrong hands, our world would have stopped in its tracks.
He puts the disc in his watch. A holographic screen appears.
Looks like an old OSS file.
Project Armageddon, the ultimate weapon. This baby not only takes out your enemy, it takes out everyone.
No one ever notices time until it's gone.
Men shove TikTok into an armored prisoner's truck. Marissa gets on an ambulance gurney.
This is our agreement.
One last mission and I'm out for good.
You're really gonna take a powder on us, leave us high and dry?
No more dangling from zip lines or high-speed chases. My family needs me now. And they can never know I was a spy.
I respect that, Agent, but a word of advice. Tell them who you are. Life's too short for secrets. Push out a good one, a nice little fire breather for us, all right? The future of the OSS depends on it. Let's not stand around bumping gums, people.
Danger D'Amo looks at a time bomb.
I want to figure out what makes TikTok tick.
In a hospital.
Thumb battle.
A girl and boy do a thumb war.
Go.
Wilbur looks at them.
Hey, kids. I got a new idea for a reality show. It's called Wilbur Wilson's Spy Hunter, where I hunt real spies on TV. What do you think?
It's pretty out there, Dad.
She pins his thumb.
Gotcha.
Nice takedown.
1 point for me. Yeah, I mean, where are you gonna find a spy?
Marissa is rolled in.
Hi.
Hey, sweetheart.
Hey, you look great.
The girl looks at the boy.
You owe me a dollar.
He holds up a dollar. She takes it.
Told you we would get here before.
Oh!
Well, I said take it slow, but that was a night shy of eternity and a morning past forever.
Stepmother is always late for everything.
Technically, I'm early, because the baby wasn't even due until tomorrow.
He's up.
What took so long?
Just must have lost track of time.
Taking photos of her, Wilbur runs into a wall. He hugs the kids.
From this point on, everything will be different.
In a good way, right?
Yeah. And you'll have a new baby sister in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Block letters fly in over turning cogs. Spy kids, all the time in the world. 1 year later. In a kitchen, a baby sits in a high chair. Marissa bustles around the room. The kids eat and watch TV, where Wilbur poses.
I put my life on the line every time I search for the spies among us.
He tosses a poker chip inscribed with Wilbur Wilson. He punches cardboard cutouts labeled spy.
I'm Wilbur Wilson, spy hunter. Mondays after your local news.
Last piece of bacon.
The kids both grab it.
Mine!
The baby splatters baby food on the bacon. The kids glare.
Yours. Is
the baby throwing food again?
The baby splats Marissa's white shirt.
I would say so.
Can you watch her, please? I have to go change again.
Again. Seriously? Her gas bombs are gonna take the paint right off this house. You watch her.
No, you. Breath holding contest? You're on.
They stare each other down.
1 point for me.
Morning, little spy hunters.
Dad!
Do you have time to eat breakfast with us?
I sure do.
He looks at his watch and frowns.
No, I don't. I swear I had an extra 5 minutes.
Clocks around the room zoom forward.
Just a few minutes ago. Where'd the time go?
Told you he wouldn't have time. You owe me a dollar.
Hey, do you remember our 5-year plan? If my show does well, then I'll have all the time in the world to spend with you and you, okay?
Meanwhile, time's just slipping away.
Morning, honey.
Oh, bye, honey. I gotta get to work.
Oh, okay. Goodbye, hug.
The baby splats food on Marissa's new shirt. Wilbur offers a fist. Marissa grimaces and bumps it.
Rebecca, behave at school.
I know.
Okay, and Cecil, feed the dog.
He doesn't really eat.
A scruffy dog.
He just watches us. Here, Argonaut.
Cecil throws bacon. It bounces off Argonaut's face.
It's kind of creepy.
OSS headquarters. 2 p.m. changes to 3 p.m.
The worst fear has happened. Time is speeding up.
You're not cranking my chain, are you? This is on the up and up?
4 scientists nod.
Good night, sir.
Good night. What are you talking about, Dollface? You just got back from lunch.
But it's 5 o'clock, sir.
5 o'clock?
Danger and the scientists check their watches.
The Armageddon device.
The scientists nod.
We're running out of time.
Wilson House. 5 p.m. quickly changes to 8 p.m.
So he put a peanut butter and jelly sandwich in your face, and then he stole your homework?
Technically, it was his homework. I was just doing it for him.
And what about you, Miss Rebecca? How was your day?
Same old, same old.
So I heard. The principal called me about your pranks.
Hey, kids!
Dad!
Hey! Oh, sorry, kids, but I have to go write up this report before I can do anything.
Rebecca gives Cecil a dollar.
Hey, Dad. Can you teach me how to be a spy hunter?
Marissa raises her brows.
Well, there's always time for that.
They hold spoons like microphones.
Repeat after me.
I'm Cecil Wilson, spy hunter, and I'll catch you later.
I'm Cecil Wilson, spy hunter, and I'll catch you later.
Here's the important part. Lift the eyebrow.
Wilbur quirks a brow. Cecil tries to.
Respect the golden arch. That's my secret.
How many spies have you caught?
Marissa watches Wilbur.
Well, none. But that's not really what the show's about.
So you're not a spy-catching superhero?
No, not yet. How's my girl?
She made two poopies today.
Two poopies? She's six away from the house record.
Oh.
Don't get snotty.
Rebecca rolls her eyes at the baby.
I lost my appetite.
She walks away. Wilbur and Marissa's faces fall.
I'll go talk to her.
Cecil follows after Rebecca.
What am I doing wrong? I've tried so hard to connect with her, but she just hates me.
No, she doesn't hate you.
She totally hates
me. No,
she
doesn't.
Maybe a little.
Oh.
I'm kidding. I think she's just trying to adjust to a new situation.
We've been married for 2 years.
Right.
Dad's had less time for us ever since stepmother entered the picture. And she's keeping something from us.
She rolls a ball.
I can feel it.
It stops on a track.
She's not who she says she is. You don't think she's really an interior decorator? Well, look at this place. She's obviously evil. Well, I think she's nice.
Cecil eats cheese puffs.
There's something she's hiding from us. Doesn't mean she deserves your blue cheese dressing balm. My best prank yet. Not hearing very well increased my other senses.
He taps a hearing aid.
Like smell. Don't worry, she never comes into my room anyway.
Marissa stands at the door.
Do you have a sec?
Yes.
Rebecca glances at Cecil.
I was going through the basement and I found some things that I thought you might want to have.
Marissa sits on the bed with Rebecca. She opens a shoebox and holds out a framed photo of a woman holding twin babies.
Mom, I know you miss your mom, and I could never replace her. I just would really like it if maybe we could be friends.
Mom always said she loved my practical jokes.
I love your practical jokes. I think you're hilarious.
You think I'm funny?
The one you did last month to your father when you filled his toothpaste with a blueberry filling. And his teeth were blue for like 4 days. That was epic.
And how about the time I hooked up his nose hair clipper to a power saw? Some of my best work. Or the baby powder in the hairdryer trick?
Wilbur is blasted with power. Rebecca's smile fades.
I had meant that prank for you.
I know.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's just a joke. There's something, I would like you to have.
Marissa opens a heart-shaped box.
This is something my parents gave me when I was around your age. And my mother said it would always protect me, even in my darkest hour. And what I think she meant by that was I would always have her love and support.
She puts a jeweled necklace on Rebecca.
You're really giving this to me?
It's something that's very special to me and my family. And I want you to have it because you're so very special, Rebecca. I'm really looking forward to us being friends.
Me too.
In slow motion, Marissa walks through the door, tripping a wire at the bottom. Rebecca's eyes widen. An elaborate chain reaction machine sets off. Cecil sits up with a cheese puff in his mouth.
Marissa, wait!
Marissa turns around. A blue bag of goo is released above her, splatting her head. The cheese puff flies out of Cecil's mouth. He drops the bowl.
I'm so sorry.
Marissa skulks away.
Good going. I tried to warn her.
You gotta make it up to her.
Why do I have to be the one to always apologize? Like, what about the time that you just kept on talking and I was...
Cecil turns a switch on his hearing aid.
I turned off my hearing aids.
Rebecca stops talking. Cecil turns the switch back.
Okay, I'll make it up to her.
She flops back on her bed. In another room, Wilbur types on a laptop. Marissa stomps in. Wilbur continues working.
That's right, you know. I mean, the show is called Spy Hunter. At some point, I should actually catch a spy. He thinks I'm a complete loser.
That's not what he meant. They just want to spend more time with you.
What is that smell?
He looks up.
Oh, did the baby spit up on you again?
In breaking news...
Something like that.
Our worst fears have been confirmed. According to scientists, there are now literally less hours in the day. Studies show that time is running out.
Time is speeding up. At first, we were losing nanoseconds, but now we're losing hours. By tomorrow, we'll have lost days. By the day after that, a year. At this rate, we will be completely out of time in no time.
Experts are divided on what's causing this phenomenon, although one man has claimed credit. We received this video moments ago.
Citizens of the world, I find you all guilty of wasting time. You fill your days with meaningless pursuits instead of treasuring moments with those you love. You will no longer take time for granted, for I am taking all of the time in the world from you. Project Armageddon has been activated, and I will continue to speed up time until time runs out and the world will end. I am the timekeeper, and I want more time.
Only minutes ago, OSS Director Danger D'Amo addressed the threat.
The OSS will find this timekeeper, and when we do, we will punch his clock.
As a decrease of 1 minute per hour has now...
Marissa rewinds to a man with timekeeper.
TikTok has escaped. Oh, this is not good.
Actually, this is awesome. Could you imagine the promotion I would get if I landed an interview with this guy, the time holder?
Timekeeper.
Not to mention the hero factor for tracking down an international supervillain. Not too shabby.
Honey, I think being a hero isn't really what the kids need from you right now.
It's just what they need now.
He hugs her.
It's what the world needs.
She glances at him. Timekeeper wears a mask of a clock. TikTok approaches.
Where is the Chronos Sapphire you promised me?
Time waits for no man, no man but me.
That one little rock is the only element that can stop the Armageddon device.
Trust me, it will be ours.
Time and my temper are short. You waste my time.
A sword extends from his arm.
And I'll waste you.
TikTok taps the sword edge. Timekeeper withdraws it. Lackeys, also wearing clock masks, use radar machines.
We will find the Chrono Sapphire. And when we do, no one will be able to stop us. No one.
The radar zooms in on Rebecca. The necklace Marissa gave her glows red. Morning.
Okay, princess. You're a little sleepyhead, huh?
Marissa looks at a tissue box. She opens the box. Beneath the tissues is a device. She takes it out and presses it. Holograms appear.
OSS directive for your eyes only. Timekeeper threat confirmed. Chrono Sapphire needed to stop Armageddon.
The necklace.
Deliver Chronos to OSS immediately.
Rebecca.
The living room.
I hope you're working on that apology. Make sure you write, P.S. Cecil is innocent.
Hand me a coupon. Good for 1 free month of all household chores.
And no pranks
for a whole month. And no pranks for a week.
Marissa walks in holding the baby.
Hey, Rebecca. Do you have that necklace from last night?
Yeah, why?
I was just wondering if maybe I could, maybe I can have it back?
You want necklace back?
I realized it needs to be cleaned and, you know, it's old.
Oh, I get it. You can't trust me with it. What happened to this necklace is so special and so are you. Am I supposed to pretend that you really meant that?
I just need the necklace back. I can't really explain it right now.
You can have it. I never wanted your stupid necklace anyway. You only care about yourself. You don't care about us at all.
Rebecca storms off. She brings the heart box and shakes it at Marissa. She hands it over and pouts on the couch beside Cecil.
I have to go on an important mission. I mean, Aaron. There's snacks in the fridge. I'll be back in 10 minutes.
She makes to leave, then turns back.
Do you guys need anything? My mom.
Cecil's eyes widen and dart. He looks at Marissa.
We'll be fine.
Right? Argonaut?
The dog turns to her.
Watch the kids.
Argonaut watches her go. Outside, she puts the baby in a car seat of her SUV. She sits in the front and presses a button. Holograms appear. She taps them.
House is now armed.
Buckle up, baby.
Baby secure.
Let's go for a ride.
She drives off. Cecil reads a quantum physics textbook. Rebecca smiles and fiddles with the necklace.
Hey, I thought you gave that back to Marissa.
Wait till she looks in the box.
At OSS headquarters.
Welcome back, Agent. Is that the Chrono Sapphire? Without that, our goose is cooked.
Give it to Mommy. Thank you, Pumpkin.
Marissa tries to open the box.
Here, give it to me.
Danger opens it. Orange goose squirts on his face.
Oh, another prank.
Danger licks around his lips.
Baby food.
I'm sorry. My stepdaughter is a little upset. She has a necklace. I can get it back.
Chrono Sapphire can wait. Your old pally TikTok has just been made, and you're the only one that can scoop him up. Pop the clutch, you're back on the clock.
What about the Chronos?
You nab TikTok, he'll lead us to the timekeeper. We don't need the Chronos.
So Rebecca can keep the necklace. It would mean a lot if she could. Okay, I'll do it. I just have to go get my kids first.
Those ankle biters will be fine!
A blacked-out truck zooms into the Wilsons' driveway. Inside, two men in all black wear protruding round goggles.
This is Seeker 17. We have a lock on the Chrono Sapphire. Repeat, we have found the Chrono Sapphire.
Prepare to breach the entrance.
More men exit the truck wielding huge bazooka-shaped devices with cogs on the ends. Inside, Rebecca draws on a photo of Marissa.
You really shouldn't do that. But if you're going to, give her vampire teeth.
Warning, residents subject to immediate attack. Please take shelter in the panic room now.
You're really stepping up your game with these pranks.
That's not my prank.
Warning.
A red flashing light lowers from the ceiling.
Where's the panic room?
Don't fall for it.
This is obviously Marissa's attempt to get me back.
The men surround the house.
Take shelter in the panic room now.
Oh, and if we don't, I suppose something really terrible will happen to us.
A man's device glows purple and shatters the front door. The living room TV scans the twins. They gawk.
Identity match. Please enter the panic room now.
A fireplace opens into a chute. The men enter the house. Argonaut gets in the chute.
Let's go, Rebecca.
Enter the panic room now.
Once inside, the chute drops, replaced with a fireplace. The kids land in a ball pit. Argonaut falls in after them. They look around the concrete room.
Well, this is obviously the panic room.
Why?
Because it's a room, and I'm panicking.
On many screens on the panic room walls, a recording of Marissa plays.
Hello, children. I had this panic room installed when I married your father in the event that my work ever put the family in danger.
Her work?
There's something I never told you about myself because it was a matter of national security.
The twins share a look.
I am a spy.
Our stepmother's a spy?
Impossible. She's not cool enough.
The lackeys scan the living room with their devices and turn to the fireplace.
Argonaut is an advanced robotic guardian operative designed to protect you.
I still think this is a prank.
This is not a prank.
The twins gape at Argonaut.
The dog is talking. I noticed.
Well, it's not the sort of thing you'd miss, is it really? A small, handsome dog talking with an English accent, like James Bond.
A lackey goes into the fireplace chute. A spring propels him out. He crashes into a cabinet.
Anyway, I've been assigned to protect you, so give me five. That's what cool people say, isn't it? Anyway, let's shake hands. Hello, how do you...
Cecil pulls off Argonaut's leg.
Oh no, I hate when that happens. I am gonna need that back.
Sentry mode? Attack mode?
I think you better keep it in sentry mode.
Pop it back on, anytime you're ready.
Good thinking.
No, seriously, can I have it back now? Because I am going to fall over.
Cecil cautiously hands back the leg. The lackeys blast the fireplace. It explodes. Marissa's video continues.
The panic room is being attacked. You must leave now.
Two chairs glow.
The jet luges will take you to OSS headquarters.
And sit.
Do you get it? It's what humans usually say to dogs. I reversed it. I flipped it.
The twins sit.
Oh, this is going to be great.
The lackeys land in the ball pit.
I'll tell you, we're going to have a...
The twins' chairs shoot downward.
I usually have to eat grass or a slipper to feel this sick.
Oh, I wasn't ready, that's all. I'm fine.
Holograms surround the kids. The lackeys look at the empty spot where the chairs sat. The floor rumbles. Two rockets shoot from the holes, up through the house and out into the sky. The lackeys go outside and watch.
Do not let the Chrono Sapphire get away.
They set down their devices, which sprout wings. The lackeys hop on and zip through the air.
A mini camera is not that impressive anymore. People have them in their phones.
Wilbur sits in an office.
Well, how small is it?
Rockets fly by the window.
That's impossible.
Sorry, what?
Yep. Yeah, sorry, there was an air show behind me. There's no such thing as invisibility powder.
The rockets fly through the city.
Our radar cannot start talking. Who are those guys with giant goggles? What do they want? How long has Marissa been a spy?
Okay, your stepmom will answer all of your questions post-mission.
I have a question. Who's flying this thing?
I thought you were.
Oh, no. They do not look like pet lovers.
Hello, children. If you're watching this, your escape jets are under attack. We're going to have to initiate evasive maneuvers to get you to OSS even faster. Brace yourselves.
Oh, great.
The rockets break away from each other. Rebecca nosedives along a building and straightens out at the street. Cecil holds a controller.
It's like a big video game. Grab your controller and steer the way!
Whoa!
I got a smash!
They whip between buildings.
I'm gonna hurl!
Right, puke goes in the bag, not on my fur.
Argonaut holds out a bag. The rockets continue diving through the air. The lackeys gain on their hoverboards.
They're gaining!
A lackey aims a grappling hook. It shoots out toward Rebecca's rocket, trying to clamp on.
Cecil! Do something!
He is doing something. He's puking. We might need a bigger bag. In fact, we might need a bigger spaceship. It smells like fish socks in here. Can we at least open a window?
The cockpit opens.
It's not much fun in here.
Rebecca's cockpit opens.
Hey, you want the death mask?
Fresh air. That helps.
I love this. I love sticking my head out the window. It's my favorite thing.
The lackey shoots the grappling hook again. It weaves around Rebecca's rocket and snaps at her. She grimaces and turns away. The hook grasps the necklace. Cecil's barf bag slips from his grasp. It splatters in the lackey's face. The lackey flies into a building window.
Sorry. Cecil, how many puke bags do you have left?
Cecil holds up two fingers.
Make him count!
Two more lackeys gain. Cecil releases another barf bag. The lackeys dodge it. The bag splatters on a window beside a window washer. Cecil releases the last bag. It hits a lackey, whose grappling hook swings out and traps the other. The two swing together around a flagpole.
Good job, Cecil!
Never underestimate the power of puke.
In Marissa's car, she answers a video call. Argonaut appears upside down.
Agent Argonaut reporting. Listen, the kids are fine. I can't say the same about the house.
Why? What did they do?
They didn't do anything. They didn't destroy the house. TikTok's men did.
What? Argonaut, I told you to watch them.
I am watching them. I'm watching them puke and scream. We've got to discuss hazard pay.
Just get them to the OSS.
I want a raise.
There's only one person I want waiting there to greet them.
OSS headquarters, how can I direct your call?
I saved your life. One point for me.
Whatever.
The puke bags were my idea.
Why do you argue about everything? Your brother and sister, you're fighting like cats and dogs, which I can understand why cats and dogs fight. Cats are awful. Just chillax.
The rockets land.
Part chill, part relax. I fused them to make a trendy word.
A woman with long hair and sleek clothes walks toward them. The twins leave the rockets and slump to the ground.
Welcome to the OSS.
The woman smiles down at them.
Who are you?
Carmen Cortez, secret agent of the OSS. Your stepmom is my aunt.
The twins look at each other.
So a word of caution to you would-be supervillains out there. Your best defense may be
a jelly donut.
Wilbur watches footage of himself.
What am I saying? What are they going to do with it? Are they going to throw them at
An editor pauses the video.
Just say it. I'm too attractive. Let's face it. I've never caught a spy, and I probably never will. I say we go after the timekeeper.
Oh, that's realistic.
Where you at with that piece for Spy Week?
It's not due till Friday.
It is Friday. Time's speeding up, Wilson. Don't you keep up with the news?
Wilbur's watch and clocks in the room spin.
Give me something on someone. Anyone. And get it to me yesterday, or there won't be a tomorrow for you at the station. Got it?
Wilbur pulls out a folder labeled Spy Tracker 6000.
It's time to get serious.
Carmen and the twins walk through a hall.
Marissa's not picking up. Maybe she's under radio silence.
She's got a lot of explaining to do, man.
She never told you she was a spy, huh?
The twins shake their heads.
Well, in her defense, she was retired.
Argonaut approaches. A man wheels by wrenches.
Well, hello.
Hey, Argonaut.
You're a big girl now. Is that titanium alloy?
Treats?
Oh, yes, please.
Argonaut chomps the wrench. The twins gape.
Cheers.
Cool.
Carmen leads the twins to a door. They look at a wall of memorabilia from Carmen's childhood adventures.
You want to see how I got started as a spy?
Yeah.
Carmen presses her hand to a scanner. The door opens.
This is the old Spy Kids division.
The kids step forward into a room of gadgets.
Shut it down 7 years ago due to budget cuts. Really sad. It was ahead of its time.
Rebecca and Cecil marvel at the gadgets.
Spy Kids were an elite juvenile division of the OSS.
I'm going to explode you.
Established to go where adult spies couldn't go and do what ordinary spies couldn't do.
Ralphie, it's me. We went to the academy together. How are you doing? Oh, now I see what they've turned him off. Just as well. He was annoying.
A robot dog.
I'd like to bring back the Spy Kids division one day.
Cecil looks at gloves and shoes.
We call those stompers and hammer hands. They use electron fields to create superhuman impact force.
These are awesome.
You can crush things.
Field ambush supplies?
Built to help a spy create on-the-spot booby traps, ambushes, mass confusion, and pranks.
Rebecca whips around.
Pranks?
I'll tell you what. I'll let you guys pick out one gadget each as a souvenir.
Mine.
Don't get too excited. I said that I'd let you guys pick out a gadget, but I didn't say I'd activate it.
Back in the day, the kids who made the best spies were the ones who didn't wait around for the perfect gadgets.
They made stuff happen with what they had on hand. Who's that?
On a monitor, footage of young Carmen and a boy play. File tape, Spy Kids program. Carmen gives a half smile.
Me and my brother, Junie. We were the first and last of the Spy Kids program.
Where is he?
Carmen's smile fades.
We shall not speak of him. Let's go.
In a room marked Agent Lounge.
And this is where our grand tour ends. Wait here. Marissa will pick you guys up in a minute.
Can we be candidates for the new Spy Kids program?
Time will tell. Sorry, guys. Gotta go. OSS has us working around the clock. We have to stop the timekeeper before the timekeeper stops time.
The Timekeeper. That's not much of a villain's name, is it? Oh, the Timekeeper. Oh, has he got a watch, has he? It's not a scary name at all. Rubbish.
Still wearing stompers and hammer hands, Cecil leans forward. His eyes widen at a snack table. He grins and runs over, observing bowls of candy. He inhales deeply. Three versions of Cecil eat from different bowls of snacks. One pours the bowl over his head and dances. Marissa pulls up to a factory.
You have reached your destination for this mission. Good luck, Agent.
So TikTok attacked our house and chased after your brother and sister. What do you think we should do?
Annihilate the brother.
Annihilate? Good thinking.
Welcome back to the big time, Agent. Suit up. Intel places TikTok at this location. Spot him and let him lead us to the Timekeeper's Armageddon device. Then call in and wait for backup.
Here's my backup.
She takes the baby. Inside, she hides behind crates.
All right, you. Meet you at 6 o'clock right here. Come on. Bring it in. The Armageddon device will be here any minute, and we must be ready for its arrival. Cover the exit. There you go.
Marissa gives the baby a bottle.
Focus up. Focus. Focus. What are you doing? We're moments away. My plan is almost complete. I just need to get the Kronos back from those meddlesome kids.
The baby drops the bottle. Marissa catches it with her foot and kicks it up to her hands. She hugs the baby. Marissa's eyes widen. She grimaces.
Oh, are you kidding me? Is that you? Did you drop your transmission? Oh my God. Gentlemen, please. That smells like lentils and desperation. Oh my God, that's mental. It's following you. Get back on your marks, focus. I'm blinded. Ow! It's here, it's here, it's finally here. Places, everyone. This is the moment we've all been waiting for.
Marissa creeps forward. Tick-Tock walks over.
Right on time. Hickory dickory dock. The spy ran up the clock. The clock struck one, and the spy was done. Game, set, and match. Tick-Tock. Wait a minute. Hold on. This is your sidekick? A nose-picking baby. Gentlemen, get in here.
Baby? Looks like we've been set up.
Finish her. Boom.
Marissa puts sunglasses on the baby. Lackeys come out of crates. Marissa grabs a bottle of baby powder and tosses it in their faces. Net misses Marissa and falls on the lackeys, electrocuting them. Marissa pulls out a diaper and boomerangs it at more lackeys. They fall. Tick-Tock hops on a motorbike.
Better luck next time.
Fire shoots from the engine. Tick-Tock flies away.
The bigger the crime, the better the time.
He's really starting to tick me off.
In the agent lounge, Cecil eats, covered in snacks. Rebecca crosses her arms and stares off.
One green bottle should accidentally fall.
I'm still mad at stepmother.
Marissa.
For not telling us she was a spy. For not telling Dad.
Maybe she quit to make more time for us.
Yeah, right.
Well, wouldn't you want to be a spy?
Rebecca's eyes light up.
I will be. Even better spy than Marissa.
What are you up to?
Carmen said that the best spy kids were the ones who didn't wait around. They went out and made stuff happen.
It would have to be something really amazing.
Rebecca grins.
Like catching the timekeeper?
Bad idea.
First person to get the bad guy wins.
No, not another competition. What part of chillax don't you understand?
Game on.
Later, Rebecca chews bright green gum. Empty wrappers surround her.
Aw, man! This electric shock gumball doesn't work either.
She tosses it to a pile on the ceiling.
While you're chewing gum over there, I'm hacking into my hammer hands. I think I got it.
The gloves light up. Cecil punches a wall. A shelf wiggles. Cecil winces.
Ow!
His other hand shoots up and punches his face.
Why?
He punches the wall. A trophy falls from the shelf and hits his head. He falls.
I just don't understand. It says batteries are included. Read the fine print. On and off button. Not included. Let's get out of here.
The huge wad of gum falls on Cecil's head.
Good idea.
In the hallway, the twins creep along.
Hey, hey!
They face two men.
What are you kids doing? You don't have security clearance to be out here.
We lost your dog.
Argonaut walks up.
Yeah, but we just found him, see?
Hello. I mean, bark. woof. Woof. Definitely, I meant.
Shut up.
Yeah, they're not falling for it. Looks like we're all in this together now.
Run!
Hey, stop right there!
Oh, excuse me. Coming through. Nice shoes.
Adults try to grab them. The twins duck from their grasp.
Stop those kids!
Yes, we will. Pull my collar.
Rebecca pulls it.
Oil slick.
Argonaut lifts his back leg. A pool of oil gathers. The men chasing them slip and fall in it.
Awesome!
Others scowl and push through.
Uh-oh.
They keep running.
They're still after us!
Pull my tail.
Cecil pulls it like a lever.
Butt bombs.
Small balls shoot from Argonaut's rear. Men slip and fall on them.
Absolutely. That's an award, and I accept it.
The balls explode, blasting the men back. Whoa! The kids keep running.
Wait, wait. One more. One more.
They face Argonaut.
Pull my finger.
The twins raise their brows at each other.
Do it.
Hesitating, Cecil reaches down and grabs Argonaut's paw.
Wait for it.
Green smoke wafts from Argonaut.
Oh, what was that supposed to do?
It just makes me laugh. Silent but lethal.
A room marked danger.
How are we going to find the timekeeper?
I don't know if it was done her just getting out of the lounge.
This is the Telematic Organism Oscillation Transporter, otherwise known as Toot.
Carmen said not to rely on her gadgets, but to use her heads.
They use a computer.
Argonaut, what do you know about the timekeeper?
First, type in my passcode. 00WOOF. They've intercepted several coded messages as to the timekeeper's location, but no one's been able to crack the code.
It's not a code. It's an anagram. Drop all the numbers, switch all the letters around, and it spells something else.
The letters shift on screen.
Big time watcher at Pear Shop.
The bad guy's holding the world hostage from a watch shop.
Well, he is calling the timekeeper.
Villains do love their secret hideouts to have a theme.
This will take us to the timekeeper's shop without having to leave the building.
They look up at a huge device pointing down at them.
You better not disintegrate us.
Carmen bursts into the room.
I think that's sort of the point.
What?
They took the Chrono Sapphire! Don't let them get away!
Agents leap onto the platform just as the kids and Argonaut disappear.
You weirdo! You big risers!
In a vortex, the kids are disassembled into rectangles and reassembled.
I've lost face.
Rebecca's face is on Cecil's butt.
Something stinks around here. I always knew you were a butthead.
They're disassembled.
I'd give you a knuckle sandwich if I knew where my knuckles were!
Argonaut's face pops onto Cecil's body. In reality, the twins are reassembled in front of Big Time Watch Shop.
Oh, I think my stomach is inside out. I think I'm missing a kidney.
Argonaut's limbs sprawl.
Argonaut!
Gotcha! I'm just pulling your leg. Brilliant.
A comedian.
At OSS, Carmen helps up agents.
Marissa's on the line. Marissa?
Okay, sweetheart.
Hello?
Mommy the comm link.
There we go.
In her car, Marissa takes a device from the baby.
Sorry, technical difficulties, Carmen. How are the kids?
They're, napping.
Okay. Where are they really?
I'm really sorry. They tooted themselves out of the OSS.
Send me their coordinates. I'll meet you there. You know, she's a lot like you, Carmen.
Carmen hangs up.
That's what I'm afraid of.
The twins and Argonaut enter the shop. The walls and display cases are full of different kinds of clocks. On one, the words, Alitrove.
Are you sure this is the place?
Let's think. He's called the Timekeeper. This is a room full of clocks. Nah, let's check out the cheese shop across the road.
It's another anagram. Switch all those letters around, and what do they spell?
T-lever.
Brilliant.
Elevator.
Rebecca opens a watch display case and turns watches.
This must be the access panel. Oops.
1 point for me.
Maybe this little guy.
2 points for me.
You could help, genius.
And risk losing.
Password accepted.
An elevator shaft is revealed.
Let's see where this leads before we call you the winner.
You should have a competition to see which one of you is the most annoying.
They stand on a pendulum and grip a chain as it shoots down the elevator shaft. The pendulum lands in a large hole.
All my own stunts. All my own stunts.
Mechanical doors open. They walk through and look around at huge cogs and Roman numerals.
And it's a giant clock.
No, it's a giant death trap.
That's the hour hand. The minute hand. And that's the second hand. So what's that? That's probably the cut you in half hand.
Cecil pulls a coin from his pocket. He drops it. It falls through dozens of rows of cogs and lands in one. It jams momentarily, then breaks the coin.
Well, I'm going home.
There's a door over there!
She points to a platform.
So?
First person to get across without being smushed wins.
Cecil gapes as Rebecca jumps down to a clock hand.
Now listen, just because one person jumps off a cliff, it doesn't mean you have to follow them, does it?
Cecil jumps.
Oh, it does, apparently. Brilliant, here we go again. Oh.
Argonaut jumps down.
Here comes the cut you in half hand. Jump!
I'll duck, thank you very much.
Argonaut ducks. The kids jump. Cecil loses balance. Rebecca rights him.
There's got to be a better way to pass the time.
Here it comes again! It's moving faster!
That's because time is speeding up!
Listen, I was told to watch you, kids, but not watch you die!
Cecil gets caught by the clock hand.
Cecil, hang on!
Now this is fun to watch.
Cecil is swung around and thrown onto the platform. Cogs roll around him as he sits dazed.
You okay?
Yeah.
I win.
She punches at his arm.
1 point for me?
She walks to the door. Cecil remains sitting.
Ow. Come on, this way.
Wilbur and the editor tinker with the Spy Tracker 6000.
Hey, it's working. Sweet.
I spy a spy. Go get the camera. It's showtime.
The two drive in a van marked with Wilbur's face.
My 5-year plan is coming together. This is my big break. Now just build on this success and maybe someday hit prime time. Prime time means free time to spend with my kids.
Great plan. Only in 5 years they won't be kids anymore.
What are you saying?
Spend the time now. It's the one thing you'll always find time for later. It's regret.
Wilbur looks down. The editor screws up his face. Wilbur rolls his eyes.
Jeez.
We almost got cut in half for a computer?
In a cog-filled room, Cecil types with hammer hands.
There's a lot here about...
He squints at a recording.
The boy trapped in time.
And that's gonna happen to us if we don't stop the timekeeper.
According to this, he was part of a time travel experiment.
Time travel in the 1930s?
People sure did talk funny back then.
Rebecca puts a tiny disc on the computer drive. It plays a video.
Project Armageddon test footage, 1936. Cronus Sapphire discovered to be the only known element able to stop the Armageddon device.
We have to get out of here.
What's wrong?
They're after the necklace!
The three leap. Waves surge around them. They freeze in the air mid-jump. Tick-tock walks around them.
That'll stop your clock.
Still frozen, they float through the air in a line. Tick-tock gently pushes them from behind by Cecil's boot.
Watch your head.
A cog bumps Cecil.
Sorry about that. Well, the good news is you're tall enough to go on all the rides.
Tick-tock presses a button on his watch. The kids and Argonaut unfreeze, falling to the ground.
Playing spy games. You children think you have all the time in the world, but soon I will. Hand over the necklace.
Cecil and Rebecca dart away from Timekeeper. Lackeys block them.
I think it's time you found a more secret lair.
Marissa, Carmen, and the baby.
Marissa!
What?
The twins run and hug Marissa.
Leave my kids alone.
Stepkids. Shh. She's here to save us.
How dare you waste time bickering about that? If you have no interest in being a family, then you don't deserve any time together.
Well, he's right about one thing. If we're gonna get out of here, we need to work as a family.
Cecil smiles.
Fire up your gadgets.
They're not activated. They're just souvenirs.
Not anymore.
Marissa and Cartman swipe cards over the gadgets. The hammer hands glow. Cecil's eyes light up. Rebecca's bag flashes. She grins. Carmen looks around as lackeys surround them.
Hammer time.
Cecil raises his fist. Blue light surges. He slams it into the ground. The lackeys pulse back. The lackeys stand. Cecil swings his fist, knocking bunches of them down at once. Rebecca holds a rod. Purple electricity crackles from it in the shape of a whip.
Cool.
She twirls it around and snaps it at the lackeys. Once hit, they fall. Outside the watch shop, Wilbur and the editor park the van.
A watch shop?
He holds out the tracker.
Slide left and proceed around building.
They follow the tracker's instructions into an alley.
Turn right now.
A dumpster.
Spy detected.
It's a dumpster.
Spy detected. Walk forward now. Turn left now. Left foot, right foot.
They walk up crates to the top of the dumpster.
Proceed below.
The annoying voice is saying there's a spy right here.
What?
Proceed below now.
The lid falls in. They drop down a chute. The lid closes. In Timekeeper's lair, Cecil kicks with the stompers. Lackeys fly back from the force. Rebecca ties up Carmen with a whip.
Sorry! It's okay, do it again!
Smirking, Rebecca whips Carmen around in a circle. Carmen holds out a fist, knocking down the lackeys. Cecil punches a cog out of place in a structure. A tower of cogs crashes on lackeys. Rebecca releases Carmen, who knocks down more lackeys. Carmen rights herself. Lackeys surround her from all angles.
Shit, talky mushrooms.
She runs to join Marissa, the baby, and the twins. The group attacks the lackeys. From a platform above, Wilbur opens a door and looks down.
Come here.
The editor films him.
Okay, ready?
Wilbur Wilson, spy hunter here.
As you can see, I'm in some sort of underground secret lair, where the battle for freedom and justice is being fought by our country's top spies. I really can't see much from up here, but we can zoom in with our spy hunt cam and get a closer look.
Oh, the kids are gonna flip when they see this.
As they film, cogs block the view.
Did you do that? You gotta go! Go! Go!
Argonaut, do something!
What do you want me to do? I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Attack them!
Cecil somersaults over to Argonaut and switches a button on Argonaut's leg.
Attack mode activated. It's showtime!
Argonaut's eyes glow red. He sprints and flips through the lackeys, knocking them down.
Go, Argo, go!
Oh, someone put that on YouTube!
The kids gape and grin. TikTok appears. Their faces fall.
Time flies when you're having fun.
He releases a handful of flies toward them. The group swats them away. One grabs hold of Rebecca's necklace.
My necklace!
Let's get the kids out of here!
The fly drops the necklace in TikTok's hand.
Argonaut!
Argonaut drags a lackey.
Police! Oh, come on! I was gonna bury him in the backyard!
Let him go. It's all part of the plan. We have the Chrono Sapphire. Nothing can stop us now.
In a park, children play. The twins sit on a jungle gym. Carmen takes the hammer hands off of Cecil. Marissa approaches.
Sorry about the necklace, Marissa.
Sorry about the necklace, Marissa.
I should have given it back to you when you asked.
Yes, you should have.
We had no idea the timekeeper wanted it.
We're just dumb kids.
You couldn't have known. It was classified.
The whole world's in big trouble.
Don't look at me.
It's all our fault.
And I'm sorry I didn't share with you that I was a spy, but it was important to me that you were both protected and safe.
What's important is stopping the timekeeper. Give us another chance.
You two have been so very brave, and I'm so proud of you.
Sounds like something my mom would say.
They smile at each other. Carmen listens to an earpiece.
They want us back for a debrief.
Take the kids back to OSS. I'll meet you there.
Got it.
Thanks for rescuing us.
Anytime.
Marissa smiles and leaves. Carmen grins at the kids.
I used to get in trouble like this all the time.
In Marissa's car.
Hi, sweetheart. Sorry I missed you. Great news. I got the most amazing footage of a real spy battle at the watch shop. I'm going to put it on the air tonight. Prime time. The kids are going to be so proud. Love you. Miss you. Need you. Bye. Call me back.
In his office, Wilbur gawks.
You did it, spy hunter. That's great. We're going to win an Emmy for this. A Pulitzer. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Go back. Go back. Does she have a baby with her? Oh, she does. Oh, that's priceless. Oh, okay, we're going to need a graphic that reads, spies are unfit moms. And Wilbur, see if you can get a quote from Child Protective Services. If we're lucky, they'll take the kids away. Put them in foster care. Yeah. Woohoo!
Wilbur pours a drink over the footage.
Wilbur! Sorry, I'm a klutz.
It's all right. I've got the original tape right here.
Wilbur pulls the tape out of the cassette. He chews it.
He's getting lunch. Tastes like chicken. What's that?
The editor and Wilbur's boss stare. Outside, Wilbur walks away with a box of his belongings. He hangs his head as he passes the van. He puts the box in his car trunk.
Spy detected.
Oh, really? Great.
Marissa stands with the baby.
Hi, honey.
Don't honey me. There's no honeying anymore.
You're a spy.
You found out.
Well, I'm a spy hunter. And apparently I'm not a very good one since I've been living with one.
I retired the day we had the baby. Because our family is the most important thing in the world to me. And I'm so sorry.
Wow. I feel like such a fool. Why did you marry me? You must have lost a bet, right?
You're the man I love.
Well, now I'm the man without a job. And maybe without a family. Where are the kids?
They're under protective surveillance at the OSS.
Probably safer there anyway. And their own dad can't protect them.
He kisses the baby's forehead.
Just tell him I love him.
He passes Marissa and enters the car.
What about us?
Just need time.
He drives away. Marissa holds the baby and faces the sky, which rapidly changes from dusk to dawn. In a city center, people look up at quickening clocks.
We're all running out of time.
Some predicted it would come in a blaze of fire, a giant flood. But it was the ancient Mayans who got it right when they predicted an end to the human calendar, the end of time itself. Can anyone save us from this impending apocalypse? This final doomsday, this...
Danger turns off a TV.
Armageddon, also known as the Wells Experiment. Back in the day, this contraption almost caused the end of the world as we know it. That's why the OSS shut the experiment down and placed the device in level 13 lockdown where it remains today. The fate of the world is on the line here. That's why I'm calling upon one of our most valued and skilled operatives, Agent Cortez.
Carmen waves in the crowd.
He has even come out of retirement to help us.
Carmen's eyes widen. The agents part as a door opens, revealing Juni Cortez. He wears sunglasses. Wind blows his curly hair.
Yeah.
Carmen crosses her arms and scowls at Juni. Danger salutes Juni. Juni takes off his glasses.
Oh, brother.
Juni smirks and stands beside Carmen. He glances at women beside her.
It's good to be back.
Okay, and you never should have left. Where have you been the last 7 years?
If I told you, then it wouldn't be called a secret mission.
It's not like I missed you or anything. Oh. I needed a break from your face.
Oh, what an incredible coincidence. I needed a break from yours.
Oh, whatever. What's going on over there?
The twins watch Carmen and Juni nag and hit each other.
Family reunion.
This isn't about us.
Someone hands him a badge.
Carmen, this is about saving the world.
You don't deserve to wear this badge.
She snatches the badge and throws it in a trash can.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
All right, agents. Let's make sure there is a tomorrow. Let's go save the world.
Yeah! What do we get to do? What's our assignment?
In the lounge.
Man, why are we in timeout? We found the timekeeper, so why are we grounded? And why do we have to watch the baby?
Technically, I'm watching. Sometimes you're the dog, sometimes you're the baby entertainment center.
Danger D'Amo, director of the OSS, I wanted to commend you on your brave service. You bobbleheads really take after your mom.
Step, mom.
Danger tilts his head and approaches.
Let me give you some advice, kiddo. Don't get balled up over that kind of baloney. She takes the time to love you. You love her back.
He pats her arm and walks away. Rebecca's eyes narrow at Danger's wristwatch.
Nice watch.
Thanks. It was a gift from my pops.
You sure duck funny.
You sure look funny.
Danger D'Amo.
Yeah.
Did he know your name is an anagram?
Cecil rearranges the letters on a screen.
Switch the letters of your name around, and it spells Armageddon, as in the Armageddon device. Either that's a coincidence.
Danger shuts the lounge doors and glares.
Or that's just an incredible coincidence.
Cecil smiles awkwardly. Danger shuffles. Cecil turns a knob on his hearing aid.
You're ticking.
It's an old watch.
But you're wearing three more.
Danger smirks. He pulls down his sleeve, revealing four watches.
You're the timekeeper.
Yeah. Well, I'd love to stick around and chat, but time is running out.
He holds a device to a door scanner. It short circuits. He leaves.
The head of the good guys is actually the head of the bad guys?
Rebecca stands and pulls the door handle.
I did not see that coming.
We're trapped in here. Look around for a calling or a phone. We have to warn Marissa.
At the watch shop, Marissa, Carmen, and Junie lead a group of agents. The three go inside.
Agent Wilson.
Turn around!
It's a trap!
Timekeeper is danger!
That's his sacred identity!
Look, I don't have time for your pranks right now, okay? Watch Argonaut watch the baby.
Thank you.
She and Carmen go into the elevator. Junie slides, looks around, and joins them. The elevator opens to a room with a cog-stacked machine.
Can't forget the device.
Junie walks up to it, observing closely.
It's tiny.
The machine disappears like a hologram.
In time's the test, family is best.
It's a trap.
Hello, agents. You're right on time.
Timekeeper removes his clock mask, revealing danger. Marissa presses her lips together.
The kids were right.
I guess I'm not.
Who you thought I was.
So where's the real Armageddon device?
Back at the OSS, where it's always been. And now...
He tosses his mask to a lackey.
I must get back to it.
What's that?
A really nice watch. It's also a freeze transmitter for all agents at the OSS. It's time to take out the competition.
A projection shows agents at the OSS freezing in place. Outside, a huge clock face on the watch shop sign freezes the agents. In the gadget room, a man with a ponytail, machete, is frozen midair.
Danger, don't.
Marissa, Carmen, and Junie freeze.
Now, to stop the world.
Danger and his lackeys leave through automatic doors. Danger steps onto a platform with TikTok. The platform zooms them away. TikTok grins. In the room, Junie's eyes dart. He moves from his position and pokes Marissa, who remains frozen.
Why didn't I freeze? I'm trapped in here.
He paces.
I need reinforcements. But there are no reinforcements. They're all frozen.
He stops.
Except.
Rebecca and Cecil struggle with the lounge doors.
Time has run out for most of the planet. 18 time zones have been frozen by the Timekeeper's Armageddon device. One thing's for certain, it's heading our way. But we must not lose hope.
Who are we kidding? It's over! We're toast!
Attention, spy kids. You have been activated. I repeat. You have been activated.
They look at Junie's projection.
Is he talking to us?
At this very moment, the Timekeeper is taking over OSS headquarters. Your time has come to save the world. Every OSS agent has been frozen. It's up to you to shut down the Armageddon device. Get the necklace back. It's the only thing that can stop him.
And how are we supposed to do that?
Spy kids have always been able to beat the bad guys because adults overthink things. But to a kid, everything is possible. Trust me, I know. Just use your imagination and work with each other, not against each other.
So no more competing against each other? Good.
Rebecca smiles. They rush around the couch.
Argonaut!
Attack mode, por favor.
Cecil presses Argonaut's leg.
Attack the door.
Argo smash!
He smashes the door down.
What about the baby?
Rebecca points.
Spy kids. Spy dog. Spy baby.
Oh. In the gadgets room, they dress in OSS gear.
Now that you've been activated as spy kids, you're part of an elite team, and we need to work together. Like Junie said, no more competitions.
We've got to break into the OSS vault, get to the timekeeper, find the Kronos Sapphire, then use it to stop the Armageddon device, and of course, save the world.
They sneak through halls.
Cecil, you take the vault. Rebecca, you're on pranks. And I, of course, will take the toughest assignment of all. I'll watch the baby.
He holds the baby with a robotic arm. Junie tinkers with an OSS badge.
So I realized the only way he could freeze agents was through their OSS badges.
There you go.
Thanks for trashing mine, Carmen.
Marissa unfreezes.
Thanks, Junie. Yeah. Unfreeze your sister.
Okay, but first, this is how I remember you.
He makes Carmen pick her nose and takes a photo.
There we go.
Junie! Unfreeze her.
But it's so peaceful and quiet.
He unfreezes Carmen. She punches him.
This never would have happened if I was mission leader.
She wipes her finger on him.
I activated Rebecca and Cecil.
What?
They're more ready than you think.
If anything happens to those kids, you're toast.
This way.
Junie frowns and follows. They step through a door and fall. They land in a huge hourglass filled with numbers instead of sand.
Smooth, diaper lady.
Just following my instincts.
Well, your instincts.
You two are the best spy team ever. What happened? Yeah, where have you been all these years?
I tried to strike out on my own, and I struck out, okay?
Okay, but Mom and Dad left the family business to the both of us.
Yeah, well, I guess I thought it wasn't cool to keep working with my sister.
They look at each other.
It's what would have made you cool.
They look around.
Where's Marissa?
Marissa's hand pops out.
It's quicksand.
Carmen and Junie struggle and sink under. At OSS, Cecil runs down a hall. A lackey appears. Cecil raises his hammer hand fist.
Don't make me punch your lights out.
More lackeys arrive. Cecil shuffles to the wall and gently flicks out the lights. His gloves glow.
Uh-oh.
The gloves swiftly punch.
Hey, there he is!
Cecil turns the lights back on. The lackeys lay on the floor.
Now you've seen my dark side.
He sprints to a locked door. He looks at his gloves.
The battery!
He punches. The gloves glow feebly. He hangs his head, then looks up.
Don't rely on your gadgets.
He turns up his hearing aid and presses his ear to the door. He turns the knobs in the gadgets room. Rebecca takes many gadgets off a shelf. Cecil opens the door.
Hello? Is anyone in here?
Huge metal teeth snap at him. He jumps back and shuts the door. Rebecca speaks into a walkie-talkie.
You get the door open yet? I think we need another way in. Okay, I'll be there in a minute.
A lackey runs into the room. Rebecca sighs and holds her hands up.
Congratulations. You caught a kid.
The lackey steps forward, triggering a wire. He stops. Rebecca grins as many devices go off in a chain reaction. A row of jetpacks ignite and blast him away. He blasts by frozen agents in a hall. TikTok spots him and scowls. Rebecca joins Cecil.
Now what? We give up. It's the only way we'll get the necklace back. Just follow my lead.
TikTok leads lackeys to them.
Hand over your weapons.
Cecil hands over the hammer hands. Rebecca hands over her bag. TikTok leans in and points to his ears.
All of your weapons.
Glaring, Cecil takes out his hearing aids and hands them over. At the Wilsons, Wilbur steps over objects in the ramshackle living room. He sits on the couch and turns on the TV.
OSS agents have been frozen in time. Is there someone, anyone out there that can save the day?
Hello, Wilbur. Yes, this is your dog and I'm talking, but never mind about that now. Rebecca and Cecil are in danger. They've been captured by the timekeeper and they need your help. I know it's hard to believe, sir, but you're their last hope. I'd hurry if I were you.
Wilbur leaps up. At OSS, the lawn and front sign open to a huge sphere made of spinning cogs. Inside the sphere, Rebecca and Cecil wear handcuffs. They look around the sphere. Lackeys push them forward. On a platform, Danger slowly turns the Armageddon device. He looks up at a grainy projection of a scientist talking to a young boy. Lackeys place the twins on the platform. With their hands, they sign to each other. Rebecca, we have to get the necklace. Cecil, how? Rebecca takes a small remote from her pocket. She presses it. A mechanical bug scurries to Danger and crawls up his arm. It pulls out a watch from Danger's pocket and hurries back to Rebecca. She quickly takes the watch and hides it as Danger turns around. He pats his chest with wide eyes, then softens as he pulls out the necklace. Tick-tock hobbles over. Danger hands him the necklace. The twins sign to each other. Cecil, let me try. Rebecca, stop yelling. Danger frowns.
What's with the jazz hands? Huh, kiddies?
My brother's hearing impaired, and your goon took his hearing aids.
Give him his hearing aids back. We're not monsters here.
Cecil puts in his aids.
No, you're only trying to end the world. Why are you doing this?
The Armageddon device was not meant to end the world or stop time. It was meant to travel back in time. To get me back to that.
He points to the projection.
My father.
Son, come here. Take a look at this.
The Wells experiment was an early attempt at time travel.
The boy looks up.
That's me before the accident. My father was working on the original prototype.
Scientists put on watches.
They were just about to test the machine when it went haywire.
The boy runs into the machine.
He told me not to play near the lab.
Eyes wide and yelling, the father rushes to the boy. Scientists hold him back.
I never listened.
The boy reaches out and freezes.
And trapped me in time for so many years, I almost lost count.
You were the boy frozen in time.
My father spent his entire life trying to set me free.
The father runs out of the lab. Scientists rub their heads. Later, the father sits in a chair staring at the boy. He looks at his watch.
I watched him grow old.
The father ages.
And eventually...
The father fades away.
Die.
A meteor strikes.
The OSS shut down the experiment with a solution that literally fell from the sky. The Kronos Sapphire.
A scientist places it on the Armageddon device. The boy unfreezes.
When the effects wore off, I was a grown man in a boy's body. All my friends were gone. My father... gone. Everything and everyone I cared about... was no more.
And all of this is so you can see your father again?
I want more time! With him.
He gave me everything. And I couldn't even give him the time of day because I didn't know.
Tears stream down his face.
That our time would be so short together. But now when I go back, things are gonna be different.
No, they won't.
Excuse me?
You can't actually travel through time. Time stays the same. You're just creating multiple versions of yourself that appear at different points in time.
He points to the lackeys.
He's wrong. Our plan will work.
You've tried this before and failed. And my guess is that you...
He points at Danger and TikTok.
Already gone back in time. A lot.
Cecil pulls off TikTok's goggles. He and Danger are identical.
This isn't the first time you've traveled back. And every time you return... you come back worse.
The lackeys take off their clock masks, revealing their identical faces to Danger.
Each time your plan fails, you try it again with another you. But when are you going to learn? You can't change the past. You will only cause Armageddon.
Don't listen to him. This time, it will work. You will go back, and you will have all the time in the world to spend with your father.
Danger. When my mom died, it was the worst thing that could ever happen to me. I wished I had more time with her.
TikTok puts on his goggles.
There's no going back. Honor the years you had with him. Those brief...
The kids fight over bacon. Wilbur quirks his brow.
Special moments...
Marissa gives Rebecca the necklace.
...are the ones we'll remember.
In the gadgets room, the twins smile at each other.
It's not about how much time you have. It's what you choose to do with it.
Time vortex is opening.
Danger shuffles as purple smoke tornadoes behind him. Marissa, Carmen, and Junie drop down onto the platform.
How'd you get out of my sand trap?
With my bare hands.
Actually, it was my atomic lipstick.
Keep away from my stepkids.
Rebecca smiles.
Make that your kids.
Cecil looks at her.
All right.
Make that your spy kids.
Marissa glares at Danger.
Stay away from my spy kids.
Too late.
TikTok holds his arms up. Cogs spin around them. Danger points at the cogs and shrugs. Marissa, Carmen, and Junie move toward him, then freeze mid-motion. Danger grins.
It worked! It worked! Everyone in the world is frozen except us.
And us.
The twins hold either side of the watch. Rebecca holds up the necklace.
The chrono!
Rebecca and Cecil run and jump onto a moving cog.
Don't let go of the watch, or you'll freeze!
Vortex.
TikTok hops on a small cog and surfs to another. Danger walks slowly up a set of stairs to the purple vortex. TikTok surfs closer. Danger approaches the top of the stairs. Cecil stops a small cog in the air and faces TikTok.
Wait, you don't have your hammer hands.
He quirks a brow.
I don't need hammer hands.
With one hand, he flings the cog at TikTok. TikTok dodges it. The cog circles back and hits him from behind. Cecil grins and raises his hands. He freezes.
Yes! Cecil!
Cecil floats upward. The Armageddon device wobbles by Rebecca. She steps toward it. Danger faces the vortex. Rebecca reaches out the necklace to the teetering device. TikTok shoves the device away and snatches the necklace. He kicks the cog Rebecca stands on, propelling himself away. TikTok throws the necklace to the vortex. Cecil floats back down. Rebecca reconnects his hand to the watch. He unfreezes.
Don't do it, Danger! You can't bring back the past!
Time is the enemy of youth. I'm getting mine back.
You won't change anything!
The vortex flashes. Danger suddenly stands in the machine where he froze as a boy. His father glances over his shoulder at him and does a double take. Danger smiles and steps closer. His father stares. Danger holds out his hand. His father smiles and shakes it.
I thought you said nothing would change. Wait for it.
An old Danger with gray hair and a cane reappears from the vortex. It disappears behind him. Rebecca frowns.
Who's that? That's Danger.
Danger slowly comes down the stairs.
You were right. You can't go back.
The twins share a look.
I tried. My father still died. No matter what I tried to do to save him.
Cecil nods. Danger looks down.
He did tell me one thing. That was very important. You have to live life moving forwards, not back.
Rebecca nods.
This time.
He pulls the necklace from his pocket.
I'm gonna listen to him.
He smiles and hobbles over to the Armageddon device. He places the necklace on it. The cogs in the sphere stop spinning. Marissa, Carmen, and Junie unfreeze, falling from their positions. Rebecca lets go of the watch. Cecil tosses it.
Kids!
Marissa runs to them.
Marissa!
The three hug.
I was so worried about you guys. Are you okay?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry I brought you into this.
Worst stepmom ever. My best spy mom ever. I like when you're being yourself.
Marissa smiles.
Come here.
TikTok holds the necklace.
You think you stopped me? You've stopped nothing. We're just gonna keep doing this over and over and over again until I get what I want. Because this time, time is on my side.
Wilbur slides down from a rope behind TikTok and handcuffs him.
Yeah.
hard time.
Lackeys circle Wilbur. He swings his fist, knocking them all down.
Claudia.
Lucky punch.
Agents haul TikTok away. Wilbur faces the kids.
How'd you find us?
I'm Wilbur Wilson, your father.
You're the coolest dad ever.
Cecil quirks an eyebrow at Wilbur. Wilbur quirks one back. He kneels before the twins.
I'm not gonna wait until I have enough time for us to spend together. From now on, we're gonna make time.
Now that's heroic.
Wilbur looks up. He stands and faces Marissa.
So. You're a spy.
Yeah. I'm a spy.
Well, I'm a spy hunter.
He pulls her close.
Got you. And I'm never letting go.
They gaze at each other and kiss. Rebecca and Cecil hug them.
Now this is family time.
Carmen and Junie approach.
Junie and I have decided to become co-leaders of the new Spy Kids program.
We're gonna need some new recruits with ingenuity, creativity, and heads-up thinking.
Rebecca, Cecil.
And of course, Spy Baby.
They look at the baby.
Yeah, baby's got a surprise for you.
The baby pushes herself to her feet.
Don't get, this is it, Rib, that's it. Just,
Baby's first steps.
You're more impressed by a kid standing up than a dog that can talk.
Hold on a second,
TikTok squirms away from the agents. The baby flips him to the ground.
Nice.
Oh, baby's first bad guy.
Wow.
I taught her that.
Well, you never start him too young.
Mommy's so proud of you.
The family grins at the baby. Fade to black. Words appear against spinning cogs. Spy Kids, all the time in the world.
We are back on the clock. Back to taking our own sweet time. To laugh, to cry, to embrace our loved ones. We have all the time in the world.
The newscaster removes his glasses.
Or do we?
He raises a brow. The TV turns off.
Voice activate. Operation Spy Kid Recruitment.
Cecil types on a computer. Rebecca stands beside him. The computer focuses on kids in a movie theater.
Identifying possible talent. Setting filters to match.
Kids in the theater are highlighted. In a park, kids are labeled as activated.
You have been activated. And you have been activated. I now declare you all Spy Kids.
Rebecca punches Cecil's arm.
That's 1 point for me.
Ouch.
Credits appear over cogs and machinery. Directed and written by Robert Rodriguez. Produced by Robert Rodriguez, Elizabeth Avellan. Executive producers Bob Weinstein, Harvey Weinstein. Directors of photography, Robert Rodriguez, Jimmy Lindsay. Production designers, Steve Joyner, Kayla Edelblut. Film editor, Dan Zimmerman. Co-producers, Rebecca Rodriguez, George Wong. Music by Carl Thiel, Robert Rodriguez. Casting by Mary Vernieu, CSA. JC Cantu, CSA. Costumes by Nina Proctor. Line producer, Bill Scott. Jessica Alba, Joel McHale, Alexa Vega, Daryl Sabara, Rowan Blanchard, Mason Cook, with Ricky Gervais and Jeremy Piven. Dimension Films presents a Troublemaker Studios production. The cogs and machinery lead out of Argonaut's mouth.
Cheers.
Credits continue. Audio description created by Zoo Digital, written by Jessica Korn, and narrated by Jillian Bazajan. Dimension Films.